The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What interest do you see in that property in the first place?
Well, it's a good question. I think that remains to be seen. I think it's an excellent location. It's just a matter of whether or not the next owner or operator will want to run it as a hospitality venue or choose to find some other usage. What we're seeing, though, Tom, is that retail and office, there's quite a bit available on the market right now and for both kinds of usages. So I don't suspect either one of those will be viable necessarily. So as a hospitality venue, going to have to be something interesting and unique to get some kind of attention. You're going to need to support that property. What I see generally, though, is something that I've becoming more apparent, and that is that there are fewer higher quality venues, hospitality venues that are doing very well in town. And there's a lot of hospitality venues that are not doing so well, and we're going to see probably, I would suggest, perhaps more closings than less.
How viable can it be, if not as a restaurant, as something else? Would it have to be something else for it to become a profitable property?
Again, I that remains to be seen, but right now, if you look at the various sectors within the commercial real estate world, you have to look at where there's demand. If I were a user, I would say, well, where's the most demand? Right now, as I mentioned earlier, the retail sector is not particularly strong, nor is the office sector. And this is mainly because of the way people are living and working today. There's more hybrid. There's more work from home. There's less full-time office activity than there used to be. So the office market is going to continue to be stressed for some time. And the retail market kind of follows that. And that's a byproduct of the way people shop today. More and more people every year, and we're going to see this again through the Christmas season, more and more people are shopping online, and fewer people are going to the normal retail settings. And we're seeing this through the closure of shopping malls and stores within shopping malls. And the traditional retail sections are, fewer of them are doing real well. And we're seeing this concentration of success within walkable communities, the villages around the suburbs of Buffalo, and also places like the Elmwood Village, Myrtle Avenue, et cetera. So it's a kind of a contracting market in retail and office. So the next usage would be hospitality, really. And I think there is hospitality is a matter of, I think, being very creative today and offering something different and better. It's just very interesting to see who the survivors are in that world, in the hospitality world, and who won't survive. We're seeing some very strong survivors, and we're seeing some others that are kind of being lost in the shuffle here. And I think it goes up to how people are behaving today and where they're going and what they're doing in their free time. I think that's going to really depends on how creative and interesting you can be in that hospitality world.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.